The views and opinions expressed by the host on WLUB Radio shows does not necessarily reflect on those on the entire WLUB Radio Broadcasting Network. Any statements made, views expressed, or opinions given represent those of the personal views and opinions of the host alone. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a WLUB Radio feature presentation. Live from Detroit, it's Sports Line Live right here on WLUB Radio. And your host for the evening, your NFL and NBA knowledgeable know-it-alls, Devontae in Troy.
Welcome to Sports Line Live. I am your host, Devontae Little. This is Troy Granville here. Right next to me, Ramon in the building. We are back. We were here last week, but, things have happened, but we have a good show tonight. Of course, the game picks, which probably might be my best segment because I just is my favorite one. I just love to just outsmart these two gentlemen like I've been doing these first 2 weeks. I know Ramon didn't do last week, but I gave him the favorites, which, you know, some of them didn't prevail. Well, at least most of them, you know. But we'll start with a lot of bad news that is going on around the league in the NFL, which is injuries. I'm going to start with Jimmy Garoppolo because they have a game tomorrow. And you talk about just a very good quarterback. He's done a good job for this team the first two games. He's been outstanding, I should say. And to see that he had a – it was a sprained AC joint. Ain't that what it is? I don't know what it is.
Sprained AC joint. Yeah. On shoulder, of course. Similar, you know, injury that Tom Brady had and played through, so that's why he's not been ruled out. But if so, preparations have already been made. He had a phenomenal game against the Miami Dolphins with 232 yards, three touchdowns, and zero interceptions before Kiko Alonso delivered a hit that would take him off the game and have the backup brought in. Now, I like Jimmy Garoppolo. I believe that they could have went 4-0 with this kid even before they start, before the regular season started. I know most had doubts, couldn't wait for Brady to get back, but he held his own. But, like I said, a lot of tough injuries going around the league. We started off with Garoppolo.
Yeah, but look here. Well, with Jimmy G, if he don't play, this is the kid, Jacoby Brissett. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I'm not good at pronunciations. But I've seen some things from NC State. I know he was at Florida before. He didn't really do too much over there in Florida like he did at NC State. Unfortunately, you know, they in ACC, which isn't, you know, big on – you know, college. You know, I see that they went 8-5 in 2014 and 7-6, and they couldn't beat ACC teams anyway. But his stats wasn't that bad. You know, it's 2 years I got here. He was 458 out of 765, 5,268 yards in the 2 years. 43 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, passer rating 133.4. I have it here, and I haven't actually seen this kid play in college, but when I looked at the highlights, I said, well, you know, maybe he can have some, you know, good plays, especially plays for New England. But I mean, he is playing against a good Houston defense tomorrow. So if Jimmy G does not play, which we don't know yet, but they are preparing to use Jacoby Brissett for tomorrow.
I'm hearing different, but that is the kid everybody's looking at to step up. I mean, when he came in, the game was pretty much won. He did come in, complete passes. He looked like he could run the offense. He's been there for some time. I've also been hearing, you know what I'm saying, reports about Julian Edelman. Even if Brissett is hurt, like I said, I'm sorry if I butchered his name, but Julian Edelman played quarterback in high school. They actually have been preparing something for him to play quarterback for New England Patriots. You can see a lot of Wildcat. I mean, that could be real fun with him at quarterback. LeGarrette Blount, a powerhouse runner, James White. Not to mention the other injury, Gronkowski. I'm pretty sure he's not going to play, but he's
better. I'm sure too.
He's better, but hey, it could be fun if I can see Julian Edelman at quarterback. Not wishing anything bad over the kid. I say let's give Jacoby a chance. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah, and I think you own something. Maybe they can have him run a couple of plays, especially if Jacoby does bad, or even if he does good. Hey, you know what? Hey, we're blowing you guys out, Houston. So why not have Julian Edelman play quarterback? But they don't need him at receiver. Because Jacoby going to need some receivers. Danny Amendola, all he has, and Michael Bennett. And then, you know, he has to rely on the run game. And when he came in, Julian Edelman only got one catch or maybe one target. It was something like that.
I know he.
And Miami was coming back. They almost lost.
He got three targets. He dropped his first pass, which was a screen. He caught the next one, and I'm not sure about the third one. But even if Jacoby is doing bad or good, you forget what coach you're playing with. A very smart man. They can run Wildcat and still dominate with Jacoby, depending on, you know, how the game is going. So we'll just have to wait and see. I believe that's tomorrow against Houston.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. So Jimmy G, you need to sit down. If you're a coach, let him sit down. You got a long break now. This is a short week. You know, don't want him to get hurt even more, even though, you know, Brady will be back after the next game they play anyway. But, you know, just you never know. Brady might go down. I hope not. But
to all the fantasy football players, I feel your pain, but you gotta have some adjustments to make. A lot of adjusting.
Yep, it's a lot of injuries. I wanna focus on another one, which is Adrian Peterson, because he tore his meniscus, and that is big. And the word is he is out for multiple games, which is about 3-4 months. So yeah, Troy, take that away. Adrian Peterson
torn meniscus. I know that was your first round draft pick, but we'll see if he gets back. As a torn meniscus, he actually could have had the partial repair that would have had him sitting out 3 to 4 weeks, but he opted to have the full surgery, which is 3 to 4 months, even though it takes 6 to heal.
Yeah, you're done.
Past 2 games, I think he only gathered you 50 yards. This game was left with 19 yards, no touchdown. I mean, I feel like he was still getting a feel for it. He could have, you know.
His fault, I lost.
Does he have another miracle season in him? I don't know. I don't know if I see him coming back rushing for 2,000 again, you know, like he had when he tore his
ACL. I think he could.
He probably could because he's a freak of nature, but, you know, you still have McKinnon and Asiata as your backups.
Yep, and I picked up McKinnon, so I am happy that I picked him up.
Yeah. Happy about that, so you're not in total loss. Mm-hmm. Pick.
Yeah.
Like I said, Adrian Peterson's a freak of nature, so I'm not putting it past him, but they're going to be without him for a while. They also lost a key member on defense who actually opted for surgery. And with Bridgewater being lost, and, you know, before the season even started, this Minnesota team has took some tough hits. You know,
and they're still winning.
They picked up Sam Bradford and Ronnie Hillman. So, you know, let's see where it goes from there. I mean, you just got to work with what you got.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Sam Bradford's doing a good job. He did a good job that game against Green Bay.
See, like you told me with Kirk Cousins. So you're going to have to show me against a good team.
Green Bay ain't a good team?
But like I said, he's going to have to show them. Oh,
gosh.
Good. But if he goes out there and he just torches Green Bay or he does what he's supposed to do.
He outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
That's okay.
Stephon Diggs ain't do nothing outside of the last game. He ain't do nothing. He ain't show nothing.
It happened. I don't know why I'm talking like it hasn't happened before, so I apologize for that.
Sam, so you got it. So Kirk Cousins can't do nothing. We can get into that later.
Yeah,
but let's talk about this Vikings team. They're 2-0, so they're looking good in the division right now. Their defense looks great. Obviously, you know, we discussed this. We've agreed, and all three of us agreed to their defense.
Amid these injuries, I like what they have done. They have moved chess pieces around to keep this team rolling. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm liking what I'm seeing right now.
You're still good.
Even though they're in my Lions division, who dropped the ball against, you know, Tennessee. But like I said, we're not going to get into that right now. We're just going to stay focused on this. But I'm just going to give a shout-out to their front office. I like that when Bridgewater got hurt, you went and got Sam Bradford, even though I thought there was more suitable quarterbacks out there. Still have Sean Hill. In place with Adrian Peterson is hurt, even though you still have McKinnon and Asiata. You have nice assets to go with that defense. And, you know, I believe their defense is what's going to carry them the rest of the season.
Well, they're going to have to. I mean, I still don't think they're going to win division, but they're playing hardball, and they got a good matchup against Carolina. That'll be fun to watch.
Did something important
to see a defense
against a divisional rival.
I ain't even gonna go deep into that game just yet. But Harold, our Wisconsin, just came. I was hoping AP was going to catch him, but it doesn't look like it. He is 31 and a violent runner. I think when he comes back from his injury, he goes crazy again.
Hey,
but if he goes down again, I mean, that's it.
Harold, he's a freak of nature. I mean, I don't think he'd have another miracle season, but never say never. You know what I'm saying? Never give up hope. It'd be nice to see him up there and, you know, a lead with Emmitt Smith in yardage. Just to see
he's already over 100 touchdowns in his career. And he can get up there where LT was at. LT's second, I believe, in touchdowns.
Time is unbeaten. And the running back position, let's just face it. I mean, if you're not like a freak of nature like AP and a couple other guys in the league, and 3 to 4 years maybe at best. 10 is what you have after taking all the hits and the wear and tear on your body, and ligaments and muscles torn, strained, and you only have so much time. So, but I believe in AP, so we just have to sit back and see.
Well, I'm just saying that Charlotte, let me take care of Devin real quick. That trade is looking better for Bradford. He can hold down the fort as defense wins the games. I hope this don't remind y'all of no Denver Broncos, because this defense ain't close to no Denver Broncos defense. I'm sorry, but they're good. Okay, they're really good, I should say. But Bradford, he only has one guy in Stephon Diggs. Who knows how long he keeps that up?
Can I say that guy's a game manager?
Yes, he's a game manager.
Appreciate it. You know, yeah. I'm a Bradford fan, but I'm not going to bash him, obviously, when he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's a game manager. He actually played better than Alex Smith, which everybody's the best game manager there is. It seems that way. And he did horrible.
Yeah, should be stinging after giving him
he up. Did horrible. Oh, my God. He was horrible, and lucky enough they won week one. But we ain't going to discuss Alex Smith right now.
Boy, Peter's over there. I'm excited about him.
And we ain't going to discuss no Chiefs. They making me look bad. I said they're going to be the second best team in the AFC.
And
they ain't showing that.
And hopes and dreams. Look at Kirk Cousins. That's all I'm
they should. They should say, Kirk Cousins, you the only one. I ain't hear nobody else.
Hey, man, when y'all offensive line, your teammates are saying that they
overthrowing DeSean Jackson.
That's crazy.
How you overthrow DeSean Jackson, Troy?
Right, he's one of the fast receivers in the league. I don't know.
You make the one mistake.
I have DeSean Jackson, so you know I'm a head. I don't trust him because Kirk Cousins is playing like bull. I don't know, just a bunch of bull BS.
Real quickly, I want to discuss the Browns because they've lost a couple of key players. Of course, we know RG3 went down. We talked about that. Josh McCown is down, which means Cody Kessler has the go-ahead.
Please tell them what you are now calling the Miami defense, by the way, since they're the
one. No, yeah, Miami just getting rid of all these quarterbacks. They are quarterback killers. The Miami Dolphins really are quarterback killers. Week one, they hurt Russell Wilson's ankle. He looked like his ankle was messed up against the Rams because he sure couldn't do nothing against that. They just coming all over him. They just all over him. And then who they play week two? Jimmy G, the Patriots. He's hurt. He might not play tomorrow. Now Cody Kessler, I am praying for you. You did great at USC. 2014 standing. I was watching this kid. Now this kid I watched. I don't know really much about Jacoby, but Cody Kessler, he did great at USC.
Well,
unfortunately, of course, you know, they weren't close to the national. But
the Browns seem kind of hex. I mean, one year you have Joe Hayden injured, a bunch of guys on defense. You come in, you go through how many QBs you've had? Manziel, Hoyer, McCown, went to RG3, had to go back to McCown. Now you have
Can they say five straight different quarterbacks?
Five straight different quarterbacks.
Starting? Wow.
It's like you're injured. Like,
it's going to be six because Miami's quarterback killer.
At the O-line or at the organization at all is just pretty weird. It's unbelievable to me. But with Josh McCown, he's week to week after a shoulder injury in his non-throwing arm, still waiting to be diagnosed, even though I'm pretty sure he's going to miss multiple games this year. Left the game with 260 yards, two touchdowns with two interceptions. After that, Ravens defense was just hogging him after the injury. I like Josh McCown.
Ravens, man.
His comments after the game, I do not know him word for word, but just, standing up for his teammates and let them know that he's there. He'll never give up and set an example that his father and brother set for him and that he can set for his kids. So I like Josh McCown. Wish him a speedy recovery. And I feel like I haven't seen Cody play, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the Browns, with Josh McCown starting, no shade at RG3, not a big fan of him either.
Oh, I'm a fan of RG3.
But, yeah, his Baylor days and maybe his first two seasons with the Redskins. But even then, I still was skeptical about it because of the injuries he did get in his first 2 years.
Yeah, I'm still believing in your RG3. I might be the only one. I know something here.
Everybody else on this injury list, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see what Cody can do. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt and add it to the Dolphin killer, quarterback killer team, crushing on the coup killer list for this week three, I believe. Yeah.
Well, most definitely, man. I think Cody Kessler could do something. If you didn't know, this is also some big-time news I mentioned on a page about the Browns. You know, it's always something going on with the Browns. Do we have a breaking news music? You got it going on? You got any breaking news here? Because I don't think everybody know yet. It surprised you when I came in. But if not,
and breaking news from the sports line desk.
Corey Coleman, our best receiver, broke his hand at practice. This thing is
upside and proving to be another offense with a broken hand in practice. We've seen more heartbreaking things, like when Calvin Benjamin tore his ACL in practice. Cruz re-aggravating that calf. Teddy Bridgewater, you know. We've seen some horrifying things.
Now he broke his hand, which means he won't be out for the year, most likely. He could miss about 6 weeks. Now, Cleveland ain't going to win anything anyway.
The team devastated by injuries and was looking to be on the come up. This is a big hit. You have to survive. I mean, you don't want to be that game that everybody, that toilet bowl game that everybody says, oh, they're not about it.
Oh, they always, they ain't always going to be. I had some last week's toilet bowl game.
The Panthers.
When the Panthers played, who they play? San Francisco. That was my toilet bowl. But it was good. Can I say Chip Kelly is doing a good job over here? Can we admit? Because he was coming. He had some.
Not a Chip Kelly fan.
Blaine Gabbert. He got Blaine Gabbert looking good. Then with Carlos Hyde, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? That system. But like I said, Blaine Gabbert is doing his thing. I give San Francisco and Chip Kelly the credit. Like I said, they helped me get a week one win against moms.
Yep. Yeah, beat my mom in fantasy.
So thank you for that.
Nah.
But the Browns' top side players are Isaiah Crowell and Barnes. If he can ever show up, he's been missing lately. But Corey Coleman,
man that was. But it's okay. And when he comes back, you got Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman. He just needed a quarterback, RG3. But anyway, Byron says, "What the hell? We can't wait till calf season." Damn Browns. That's Byron out of Cleveland, Ohio. Well, you got the Indians. You ever be happy about the Indians? Because
they're keeping us out of the damn
place. We ain't gonna win division,
pretty much.
But they do visit town next week. So next Wednesday, actually, they'll be playing. So go Tigers, man. Let's go. They just started their game. We're actually gonna be looking forward to them highlights there.
Shout out to Lord, thanks for that fantasy win. I'm 2-0. Yep, I did it.
Yeah, he's 2-0. I'm 1-0-1, by the way. We'll discuss fantasy football later. I'm going to ask you about your fantasy team. We'll get on break. But yeah, you do got the Indians, Byron, don't you? I know the Cavs, you know. Speaking of the Cavs, real quick.
Man, really?
It's speaking of basketball, actually. It ain't about the Cavs. The Knicks are really the favorite. Did you ever? The Vegas got so many bets that the Knicks were going to win the championship. Everybody put their money on the Knicks to win the championship.
It's just the hype.
I mean, do y'all believe that?
They're making money off the hype. It's just the hype, bro. Don't fall for it.
Well, I don't know. They could face them in a conference championship.
They could, but it most likely not.
But when you got Joakim Noah, if he stays healthy, he is a winner.
Yeah,
he wants to beat LeBron so bad. When is it going to happen? It could be this. You never know. LeBron could be tired.
He could be tired, but, you know, that's what the rest of the team is for. Like Kyrie and Love, and if they can sign Jared.
All right.
Still worried about Tristan Thompson. You might get traded, bro, messing with
him. Oh, no, he in Love.
Bro,
Tristan Thompson in Love now.
A rapper besides Kanye that's messing with a Kardashian is just effed up.
He's in love. He cursed him now. He's cursed. But I really want to know that. If you think the Knicks are worthy of a championship, I know you New York fans and all of this is waiting for this. Do you guys believe it? You can call in 646-595-2083. Dial the number one. When we get back, I do have to give you the top 10 of the NFL power rankings on Sportsline Live.
Antonio, we crushed it last week, buddy.
Next, I can't believe it.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what will friends talk about?
You excited for the flight? You gonna pop in a movie or just zone out?
NFL.com fantasy football. Fun, free, and easy.
It's Peyton. It's Peyton on Sunday morning.
You know, with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your favorite team no matter where you live, like Broncos or Colts. Cool. 18. The old number. Ooh, I have got a coupon for that one.
Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV and watch live games anywhere.
have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere.
Should I start you or Julio this week?
I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
Without NFL.com fantasy football, what would friends talk about?
So how's your cat? Cat's doing well. How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com fantasy football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
Now back to the show, the pros on Sports One Live right here on 103.3 WL.
I really do love what's happening in the first 2 weeks of football. I really like my top 10 I got here, and I can't wait to read it off to you. The top 10 power rankings going into week 3. Well, Dale, you want me to start at number 10? Because I don't know if you got them all. Well, I'll start at number 10. Tell you, let me know. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They deserve to be number 10. Aaron Rodgers looks shaky. Now let's see what they do against the Lions. Up next, you never know. Hey, you never know. You guys see me like, oh, they're going to just blow them out. I mean, everybody say the same thing when Michigan State put Notre Dame. And guess what? Michigan State, oh, they surprised me even though I picked them to win.
They surprised you.
I picked them to win. They surprised me. And well, they're on the road. Because clearly... Okay, number 9, I got the Bengals. They can't run the ball. That's a big problem. I'm sorry. Tim's Packers. Number 9, I have Bengals. Can't run the ball. That is a problem because Andy Dalton ain't really got no help outside of A.J. Green. He needs them to run the ball. Bengals need to get this run attack going, or else whoever was the guy named that called a couple of weeks ago talking about the Bengals Super Bowl, a few weeks ago, I should say, it ain't looking good. Number 8, I got the Panthers. They're very good at home. They showed us that. They should be rising up as we go along. They're still a good team, one of the best teams, but they are number 8 going into week 3. Number 7, I got the Cardinals. Now, I know you're probably like, why you got them at number 7? Now, I know they had no turnovers. The loss to the Patriots, you know, no Tom Brady. You got to stay around there. The Bills are next. They're still a scary team. Don't get me wrong. I still believe in the Cardinals outside of Carson Palmer. If he does well, Cardinals does well. And he ain't turning over that ball. That's a good thing. Still can. They got a little running issues. But number 6, I got the Giants. They're actually winning close games this year. They get my respect. Last year, they were 1-5 in 3-point games or lower. They just were not able to win those close games. And they did it twice. They're 2-0 because of it. Eli Manning is still not doing what he needs to do, but it's okay. That defense looks good. Number 5, I got the Vikings. Bradford and Diggs, the connection looked good on Sunday night. But let's see how they do going to Carolina, who actually does well at home. But this is a good defense. Look like Cam Newton is having some problems against good defense. Denver and then even San Francisco showed some life on that defensive side. Two good linebackers over there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you need. Number 4, I got the Texans. Hey, I'm giving respect to Houston. Houston in the house. The defense is looking great. Derek got to face New England's third-string quarterback, most likely, I would presume. So maybe they rise up. Let's see how they do. Defense is, I think they only allowed 20 points in 2 games. But that's good. And they played the Chiefs. They played them well. Did what they were supposed to do. I didn't have them winning, but they showed me something. I got Broncos at number 3. That defense is still scary. Offense is horrible. But they've, the last quarterbacks they've played, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton twice, Tom Brady. And guess what? None of them has had success versus this team here. This defense is really good. Andy Dalton's next. So let's see how the Broncos do. Number 2, I got the Steelers. at D'Angelo Williams. He is the second oldest running back in the game, and he is playing like the youngest in the game right now. He is doing nice. Nice fill-in for Bell. We talked about this. Hey, he is going to be nice for Le'Veon Bell until he gets back, and then them two are going to go crazy. They got Philly. They go on the road to play Philly, so let's see how they do on the road against a team I kind of like, especially on defensive side. And number one, you know I got to go Patriots. They're winning without Tom Brady. Come on, no Jimmy G if Jacoby is the starter. So we'll see if they stay at number one, because if Jacoby wins, they can – if Jacoby wins tomorrow – and then they ended up losing, they're still going to be number one. I don't care. Because there ain't no way. They just beat a good Houston team. So they're number one on my book. Troy disagreed with me on one part. Tell them what you disagree on. And if you disagree, you let me know.
Well, the top 10 was pretty nice. I agree with just about most of your picks, except for your number 2 and 3 picks. Steelers and Broncos should be reversed. I know that D'Angelo Williams and, you know, the Steelers are just running amok around the league after these two games. But Broncos' defense really impressed me. No, their offense is not clicking, but hey, we're talking about a defense that just gets takeaways, suffocating defense, force fumbles, just like a good football team should. Looking to repeat. So, yeah, I kind of put the Broncos ahead of the Steelers this week, just this week, just until Le'Veon's back. I know they got Lane Disruption running backs over there.
I can't do it.
Antonio Brown with Marcus Wheaton back, and the Broncos are still kind of searching for their offense with Demaryius Thomas injury, Miles Sanders seeing low production, and Virgil Green really just kind of fitting in where he does, but the defense is overwhelming. I believe, hey, defense is going to win the championship.
This is why Broncos is number three, because Simeon can't do anything. He is actually going to be playing the Bengals defense, who has been shaky already, but Pac-Man Jones, they're so fun to watch defensively, but they just don't make the turnover play, like the force the turnover play. Like, they don't give me that. But they're fun to watch. They be where the ball is supposed to be, you know, where it's at, and, you know, all of that. You know, so.
Let's see how Simeon progresses.
It's on Simeon.
Paxton Lynch, I mean.
Still his defense.
Especially if Simeon runs into those Dolphins. And, well, they are the quarterback killers as of right now after 2 weeks.
But still his defense is just surprising me. I talked about how, you know, they're bad. They're not as bad as the Colts, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, they got Timmons and Ryan Shazier. That's really the only two I really look at when I look at the Steelers defense, because that's what they do. They've been doing this. Ryan Shazier, man.
You dog the Steelers defense, hyped up Philadelphia, but you down the quarterback, Carson Wentz. A lot of people say it wasn't NFL ready. I know it's only 2 games. We got to see him.
He ain't played nobody.
We got to see him go against a very big opponent to see how he stacks up, but I believe in Carson Wentz. And I'm not just saying that for the simple fact.
If he go out here and have a shootout with Ben Roethlisberger, then I'll believe in the guy. My hopes and dreams will go right up for the fellas.
That defense stacks up against Ben since you put them on such a high pedestal.
Because he do play that. Carson Wentz will have to play that division. And Baltimore ain't no slouch. And it took me a lot not to put them in that top 10. They 2-0, and I said they're surprising, but their schedule was so easy to me.
I do not want no shootout between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Why not? It might be.
I don't want another New Orleans Saints game.
It wasn't like that week two. That was actually defense.
Yeah, because they both spent the money and put the time in.
The Saints ain't spend no money. They got lucky.
I know the Giants did. You can say the Saints,
Got lucky.
It was a good game. Like, I don't want to see that ever again. Like, 6 touchdowns is so great, but it makes your defense look
poor. Yeah. Yeah, Damon. Look, Damon asking me because I know he heard me on the draft night out of Buffalo. So he wants to know how I feel now with Eagles taking Wentz over Elliott. I still feel like they should have took Elliott because they could have did good with Sam Bradford, for crying out loud, especially the two teams they just played. And I'll give Sam Bradford a more chance to be Pittsburgh than Carson Wentz. No offense. He ain't played nobody.
Behind the so-called best offense in the league, but with an injury and barely showing production in his first 2 games, Wentz is showing production. Neither, and if Elliott would have got drafted by the Eagles, he wouldn't have had that O-line. So who's to say what production?
He ain't even doing good with that O-line.
My point exactly. So why would he?
That O-line is getting pushed around.
That's not my problem.
They got pushed around by the Giants.
O-line probably would have held up a bit better if they could have said Carson Wentz, who's actually being productive.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, look at it. I know it's just
Man.
It's not even fair to compare a quarterback to a running back, but I'm just saying, that proves my point. Like, Ezekiel Elliott, with the great O-line that he has, he would have been a
That's getting pushed around. He got pushed around by the Giants and got pushed around by the Redskins.
I mean, Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles are actually thriving over here. Think if they had Zeke, would he have still thrived, or would he have, you know, been low productive? Who knows?
Keep coming with comments here and call in. Please call in 646-595-2083. Dial the number one. Hit number one because you can ask me anything about week two, any question you want to ask. It even got to be about football. You can even comment about the New York Knicks championship. Oh, my gosh. But is this Holland out of Detroit, Michigan? Elliott has not been showing me anything. Dak is whacking. The defense is suspect. Defense made a good play that got Kirk Cousins another loss. Kirk Cousins, you better win against them Giants week three, or it's going to be me versus you next Wednesday night. Because I've been saying this.
Down the drain, my Michigan State alumni.
Yeah. I take Michigan State's quarterback now. This is O'Sullivan, O'Connor, whatever his name is.
Or DeJulio Rodriguez. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to speak a little louder. Can't hear us over the
beat. DeJulio. Okay. That's what he said. Tim out of Chicago, how do you guys feel on Bills firing offensive coordinator Greg Roman and not defensive coordinator Rob Ryan? I'd rather them fire Rob Ryan because Greg Roman got them some plays. He got some down the field plays. Now that he's gone, what they gonna do? Go 0-16?
Tell me this,
Ramon. They gonna go 0-16?
I'm gonna tell you what's going on right
they're
now.
They're 2-14. Oh, that's so sad. Though they got good talent over there.
Greg
Roman
obviously was not the problem. Of course, they see this guy's making plays. They're gonna have to pay him. And
Rex Ryan might be the problem, I think.
And since that's his brother, and they're rolling with sexy,
it's gotta be Rob.
He's not going to get fired. I'm sorry. But Greg Roman will get picked up somewhere else, and he will thrive, and the Buffalo Bills will look like idiots for letting him go.
It's 31 points. It's 31 points that they got. They put up on a Jets, who is actually a good defensive team. They're a very good team.
You already know I like the Jets.
They're a very good defensive team. They got a defensive-minded coach.
Jets.
Hey, Ramon, can we turn the music down a little bit? Facebook Live. Can't hear us. Yeah, I want them to hear this. It's down. Can y'all hear us now? Can y'all hear us now? What we're saying is they shouldn't have fired Greg Roman.
Man, we were talking about
they should have fired Rob Ryan. A lot of stuff. And they were really saying couldn't hear when we was going through that, I believe. So, the Bills, they're going to probably have a bad year anyway. Yeah, they're 0-2. It's hard to make the playoffs when you're 0-2. You're down 0-2. You know, look at the Colts. They're 0-2. Sadly enough, the Houston Texans is just doing so well, and they could run away this division, how bad everybody else is, Jacksonville and all of them. One more thing I want to talk about, because it's Detroit. What happened to the Detroit Lions? That's what I want to know. What happened to them?
Great leader, Matthew Stafford. We did it to ourselves. Penalties.
Too many. 29 penalties? Like, are you kidding me?
Two touchdowns,
my God!
And a conversion on third down. I mean, all the fantasy points that were lost, all the points that we lost against, you know what I'm saying? The Tennessee Titans, who I had us beating.
Everybody should have had them beating Tennessee, outside of Tennessee people.
I had us going 2-0 going against Green Bay and 2-1 after that game because, I mean, look what just happened to me. I already expected it to be a tough game.
We always beat the teams we're not supposed to, like the Colts.
I ain't supposed
to beat them.
Look what happened to our defense. I mean, literally, Ashawn left. Van Noy left. Abdullah got hurt on offense, you know. Even Eric Ebron got bruised up, even though this kid is finally catching, but you can't stop injuring yourself. I really liked Anquan Boldin and Marvin Jones in this game. I believe we should have came away with that win, but as usual, we beat ourselves, and we're just going to have to live with it.
Ed out of Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, Lord, you got to be from Michigan. I just read what you said. Can we now say Stafford is tier one? He was showing me something all game and run over linebackers. No, because he threw an interception to a sixth-round cornerback in Paris Cox.
With the sidearm.
The sidearm throw. He's not tier one. He probably would never be tier one.
I like Matthew Stafford. I'm rolling with him. That's our moneymaker. Yes, it was a boneheaded move, but, hey. At least he wasn't trying to force
we it. Cannot lose to no Titans team, who, by the way, is a better defensive team. Like I've said, they're better than what they were. Marcus Mariota did what I said he was going to do. Remember, fantasy football talk last week I said Marcus Mariota is who to start. She gave me a funny look. And you know I don't like this guy. But I said I'll question the Lions' defense.
It's not because you don't like him. It's the fact that you question him. And then when we actually watch the game with no DeAndre Levy starting and just multiple injuries on the field, of course you can sit up and say that. But we should have won that game, period. It was more mistakes made on the offensive end of the ball than it was on the defensive side in the first place.
Here's Randall Pontiac, another Michigan. Golden Tate and Bowden had too many drops. Stafford didn't lose that game. Undisciplined did. Now, they did have a lot of drops, but you cannot make the interception throw. Sidearm to a sixth rounder. They don't have anybody on the defense who used to throw an interception to if you want to be a tier one quarterback. And you know I got to bash Detroit. And I ain't doing it because it's Detroit. It's a defense that, yes, they improved here. I'm not throwing no interception on Paris Cox, who gives you one interception a year maybe to maybe a bum quarterback or a tip drill.
Wow. Yes, it was a sidearm throw on a bonehead play. It sucks that it got intercepted. But at the same time, I'm not going to give any discredit.
You let Andre Johnson win a game who ain't do nothing? DeMarco Murray, yes, he's doing well. I said he's a sleeper. He had a good preseason. He's done well. Marcus Mariota had a good game. I projected him to have a good game, but it shouldn't have happened.
Shouldn't have.
I'm just
saying. I'm just excited about our season. She does get better. Like I said, I like what I saw.
8-8. And I'm being nice. That's just nice.
I like what I saw. Hopefully we can patch together, you know what I'm saying, greater runs and learn. The biggest, you know what I'm saying, with no defense or no offense at all, undisciplined, however you want to chalk it off, the biggest thing with the Lions is that they always come out firing and looking great. We just have problems keeping leads, which shouldn't be a problem. But hopefully our defense is healthy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of undisciplined plays were made out there, both during with the penalties and, you know what I'm saying, active hands, so route running, which led to the sidearm, even though you can put that one on Stafford for sure, or you can put it on an offensive call and not running the ball and just throwing a little nice slant like a Garoppolo can do when Brady is not there.
Oh, yeah.
He is within field goal range, even though Matt Prater's kicking ducks that's barely getting into the field goal. But like,
yeah, it's okay. He makes them. Makes them when it counts.
Detroit Lions fan, you can sit up here and bash him. I'm going to have to counter every time.
Of course I'm bashing. And in 2 weeks, they better go ahead and to Chicago and win with no Jay Cutler. When I get back, speaking of injuries, there's more injuries we need to talk about. When I talk about this fantasy football situation, who to start, who to sit, Sportsline Live.
Oh, yeah, we doing?
I've had a wonderful time tonight.
Me too.
Call me tomorrow?
I'm going to send a vague text in a couple days that leaves you confused about my level of interest.
I'll wait a full 2 days before responding.
Perfect. We're never going to see each other again, will we?
No.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. It lets you earn double cash back. 1% when you buy and 1% as you pay. The Citi Double Cash Card.
Epic rooftop stare. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion, searching for that perfect scent, only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by Gain.
Gain laundry detergent. That stuff smells great.
I've been hating you.
Became a habit to me.
conversation live by dialing 646-595-2083 or go to our page on Facebook at Sportsline Live Channel. Now back to Troy and Devontae on Sportsline Live.
Welcome back, fantasy football, because I'm not loving my teams outside of the radio league. I just got into a tie with ATL. Jeez, Alshon Jeffrey can give me a touchdown. Why not? Why not? He was gone after the first quarter. He was gone after the first quarter. And they played at my Philadelphia Eagles defense, who I love.
Could you please tell me why you couldn't get Devontae a win?
Because he was hurt.
What about the other quarterback?
I don't know the bum. Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying yes. You're playing the Detroit Lions defense. You're going to go crazy on them, aren't you? You're at home. Why not? You're going to give me a couple of touchdowns. Yeah, I don't have Aaron Rodgers. I know who does. Monty do. You start him. Matt Ryan, I didn't start him last week. I wouldn't have got tied with ATL Jeans. I said I was going to start him. Didn't I say that in your face? And I started Drew Brees. Why did I change my mind? I don't know. The person who I don't trust. Matt Ryan, I'm going ahead with him. But you know what? I'll start Drew Brees over Matt Ryan, actually.
Yeah, sure.
But I have both of the quarterbacks, so I'm in a win-win situation. Marcus Mariota, second week in a row, I'm saying yes to you. You're playing the Oakland Raiders, who don't seem to have that pass defense yet. I know they can do it, but when would be the question. I'm going to say no to Jameis Winston. He looked bad against Arizona. It's Arizona, for crying out loud. I know that the Rams look good against Russell Wilson, even though Miami already hurt the guy. No to Sam Bradford. I'm going to say no to the guy who I like on this team.
It's okay with me.
They're at Carolina. There's going to be some toughness in that Carolina defense, and Luke Kuechly is going to get an interception off him. I'm calling it already. Andy Dalton is a no-go. Do not start that man against Denver. He could get you a touchdown, but he could throw a couple of interceptions in the process. Because these some ball hawks over here.
Look out.
My running backs here, Melvin Gordon. Oh, my gosh. He can be the best running back of the year because this show ain't Ty Gurley. What's going on with him? Melvin Gordon, yes, my uncle has him. You're a good pick. And they're going against Jacksonville, the horrible Jacksonville Jaguars. Darren Sproles, I'm going to say yes. Against Pittsburgh, he had a lot of snaps played in the Monday night game, so why not? He's going to have a lot of snaps against Pittsburgh. Could help them out. I have him in my other league, which I am 0-2, so I need Darren Sproles to go nuts. No to Todd Gurley. He is horrible. You don't have a quarterback, so he's going to be bad without no quarterback. Tampa Bay showing some good life on the defensive side. They hurt Jonathan Stewart anyway. It's no Jonathan Stewart, by the way. Let's see, Matt Jones, I'm going to say no to him. He actually had a little bit of moments, but he is playing against the Giants, who stopped Ezekiel Elliott, even though he got a touchdown against them. But you know what, Giants got that defense, like I've been saying. You know what, I believe in that defense. Wide receivers, I'm going with the sleeper who went against the Detroit Lions defense, who didn't score a touchdown, but he was looking good. And it's Tyjae Sharpe, the Tennessee Titans wide receiver. He's going against Oakland. So Marcus Mariota, this is why you start him. You got Tyjae Sharpe, who I was going to pick up until my uncle got him. And there you go, talking junk on Facebook Live. The champ is here. He just came in. I appreciate you watching. But you're going down. Champ, I am the runner-up, and I'm going to be the champ this year if I can win and I get into ties. Devontae Parker, I am saying yes to. He is playing against Cleveland. Where's the defense for Cleveland? Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I want to even say yes to Devontae Parker, because it seems like Ryan Tannehill can't get him the ball, but I'm going to still say yes. I'm going to say no to Julian Edelman, because I don't know who his starting quarterback is right now. But if Jimmy G starts, go ahead, start Julian Edelman. That is advice to myself. And the tight ends, yes to Delanie Walker, Tennessee's guy who also scored a touchdown on this Detroit Lions defense, who can't seem to stop tight ends in the end zone. He can't stop them. That's why Jared Cook is the perfect tight end to start. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good game. He's going to throw two touchdowns to Jared Cook and maybe one to Jordy Nelson. Let's see. Let's see. I'm going to say no to Gronk because I don't know if he's going to play. Now, if he does play, I don't care who his quarterback is. It could be me for crying out loud. I'm going to give him the ball. And my defense, my two defenses of the week, I got the Texans against New England. Even if Jimmy G starts, I'm going to still say the Texans defense because they're not going to allow a lot of points. How about that? Tampa Bay, because they're playing the Rams, they ain't got no quarterback. Case Keenum might throw his first touchdown. Might. And that's just a big mic. My kicker of the week will be Nick Novak. So if you got him, you know, he could do some things, get you some field goals, because this is a good New England defense over there, by the way. I got some questions here. Tim out of Evansville. You're talking about, let me see. I'm going too far now. You know, I'm losing thoughts. He talked about there already being a beast. I read it already. It was Amir Abdullah gone. How will he do? You know what? I hope he does well. Because I got him in one of my leagues. I need him to do well for me. The Lions will miss Abdullah, though. That is one thing. Because you do think he is a beast. They will not miss Abdullah. He has some good runs these first 2 years. I mean, these first two games, I should say. Yeah. Well, I mean, last year, you know, it's his first year.
You know, him and Danny Woodhead, sucks to see him go down with a tornado.
Danny Woodhead.
But back to the league in reception yards at the halfback position. So Theo Riddick is always going to be a beast, but look out for the sleeper, Dwayne Washington, who's a power runner and a goal line runner and could get some good looks against Green Bay.
And now Adam out of Memphis asks, who will be the Pats starting quarterback in 2017? It's going to still be Tom Brady unless he gets suspended for the whole year. I don't care how good Jimmy G is doing, because we said this last week and the week before. It doesn't matter how good he does. Tom Brady's still going to start. No matter what. Now, Tom Brady, if he just retires, like, hey, I won the ring, I am gone, I am done, then it's going to be Jimmy G, because they ain't going to let him go away. I don't know what's going on with the, well, whatever, Google Play. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Ian, out of Detroit, I know the perfect team for Cutler next season, the Buffalo Bills. He needs to go to a team with a strong running game. Well, I thought Jeremy Langford was the guy with Forte gone, but he's not looking so well. I know his potential is pretty good, but, you know, maybe the Bills, because he does have that arm. He does have Marquise Goodwin and Sammy Watkins, and you never know. Got the good arm. Got a good defense. They got to come together. It'd be good to see him with another good defense. It's been a while for him. Vincent out of Austin, Texas. What are our thoughts? How about that? Our thoughts on Dak Prescott so far. Well, I'm going to start with you, Troy. Go ahead. So tell me about Dak Prescott, what you've seen so far.
I haven't seen too much that I can really comment about. I mean, the kids came in and everybody expected them to go nuts. I've just seen what I've expected. I mean, still have to get chemistry, obviously get Dez Bryant the ball more, use Mr. Reliable and Jason Witten, the O-line. You still have one of the best O-lines in the league, so let's see if Ezekiel Elliott and the rest of your bats can get it going. Let's see some mobility. Reading the defense, had a couple throwaways, you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
not turning over that ball. He's not turning it over.
He's not turning the ball over. But
Dez got some catches now.
It doesn't mean that you're completing the ones that you need to complete to get you a win. So you can tell me that he's not turning the ball over, but his win-loss record shows otherwise. So I'm just, this is what I expected to see. I mean, everybody just put so much pressure and hype onto it. I just wanted to see how the kid would do. I mean, Skip probably still hasn't gone to the Super Bowl, but I don't.
Of course. Of course he does.
Prescott like a C-.
I don't. I'd give him a B. It'll be fair. C-. He got a win. He got Dez Bryant the ball. He may have missed some things. And Cole Beasley, he actually had a touchdown throw to Cole Beasley, because I had Cole Beasley in my other league. And I was like, there it is. He about to score. Pass interference. Had it right there, but pass interference. He threw it. He got some mobility in him. He has some speed. He's doing what he's doing over there. Jimmy out of East Rutherford, New Jersey. Who is more valuable to the Pats, Brady or Gronk? To be honest, it's Brady. I'm sorry. Now, when Gronk doesn't play, it seems like Brady will lose. Like in the playoffs, oh, it's no Gronk. Oh, Brady's not winning a championship. Well, he had Gronk last year. They didn't win it. Of course, Denver prevailed because Denver defense is really that good. But it's Brady. It really is. And actually, to be honest, if you said Belichick, I would say Belichick. Then them two. But, you know, when you ask between the two, I'm going to say Brady.
I'd go with Brady as well. I mean, that guy's just
he's a winner. He's a champion. A seventh rounder.
He doesn't get injured just as much as Gronk, so I have to go with Brady.
He went to school here. One more try out of Philly, Pennsylvania. Can you guys give Blaine Gabbert comeback player of the year? Right now, it's looking that way. Because this kid is doing great. And it all falls. I'm not either. And it falls on my guy, Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly.
Like I said, I already gave props to the whole San Francisco organization, the way they've been playing these first 2 weeks. So let's see how they continue.
Well, we'll see how they continue. Speaking of continuing, going into week three, we definitely have week three picks. Me, Troy, Ramon, I have the records. We have to go with the game picks. If you disagree, you bash my head. You know me. No one agrees with me. Sportsline Live.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you clips the food truck ruining your perfect record.
Yeah.
Now, you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No. Your insurance rates go through the roof. Your perfect record doesn't get you anything.
Anything.
Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Epic rooftop stare. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion. Searching for that perfect scent. Only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by Gain.
Gain laundry detergent. That stuff smells great.
If you have a typical airline credit card, you only earn double miles when you buy stuff from that airline. Wait, is this where you typically shop? You should be getting double miles on every purchase. Switch to the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, everywhere, every day. Not just airline purchases. Seriously, double miles. Everywhere. What's in your wallet?
I've had a wonderful time tonight.
Me too.
Call me tomorrow?
I'm going to send a vague text in a couple days that leaves you confused about my level of interest.
I'll wait a full 2 days before responding.
Perfect. We're never going to see each other again, will we?
No.
Wouldn't it be great if everyone said what they meant? The Citi Double Cash Card does. It lets you earn double cash back. 1% when you buy and 1% as you pay. The Citi Double Cash Card. Double means double.
Now back to the show, the pros, Sports Line Live right here.
Welcome back here. I have the lead in the picks. I'm 21-11. Troy 17-15. I gave Ramon a favorite, so he was 16-16. He was 7-9 in week one. By the way, we were 16-16. So here's week three. We're gonna break down these picks. Got the music? There we go. We got the music. I don't know what song he's got. Oh yeah. I like this one. All right, so I'm going to start with, of course, Thursday night. Tomorrow night, Houston at New England. I'm going to start with Troy in every game. Troy, I'm starting with you. I'm going to go last.
Well, I'm going to go with New England. I know people are like, what? With the injuries, but I still think New England is pretty good. It's a shocker that I'm taking them, but I am.
What about you, Mom? What you got? Houston, New England. He got New England. I am going Houston upset. Because that defense looks really good. Ain't no Brady. You know, I said they were going to win 3 out of 4. Why not this be the loss?
At the beginning of the season, why wouldn't I say that the Texans will have a good defense? You gave them that bum-ass record.
Well, they're still going to have a bad record. But right now, they are good-looking defense, but they're still going to not win a division. I'm still giving it to the Colts. I don't care if this 0-2, 2-0 Texans, but they're going to be 3-0 after this game. Arizona and Buffalo. That is the start of the Sunday action of many games. Troy, go ahead.
Arizona, we already know. I know this kid from Buffalo is going with Buffalo.
What about you, Mom? What you got here?
30-17.
Buffalo? Oh, man, wrong. That's the upset right there. That's his upset. I'm mark him down for that. I got Arizona winning this game. I know they're on the road. Carson Palmer might throw his first interception. Who knows? They're going to get their first turn. But I still got Arizona. I think Larry Fitzgerald is just that good. I don't know if Sammy Watkins is going to play. And then Arizona defense is just good anyway. Minnesota, Carolina, this is a good game here. Troy, who do you got? He's got Dabney. What do you got, Mo? He's got Minnesota wrong here, man. He's trying to dethrone this
Carolina
record here.
Home,
I got Carolina. Carolina is at home, but I don't see Minnesota winning. They already can't run the ball. They're focused on the pass game. They're probably just going to game plan for Stephon Diggs because they ain't got nobody else. Well, they got, hey, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, Kyle Rudolph over there.
Injury.
Yeah, he's questionable, but I think he's going to play. They're going to need him to play. Denver, Cincinnati, another good one. What do you have, Troy?
Just start me. I'm going with Von Miller.
Oh, man. You got Von. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Even though they're down.
Denver? Okay. He got Denver, too. I'm going to go Cincinnati. And to be honest, you know, I bashed Cincinnati defense. But you know what? Simeon is so bad.
Listen, bro.
Andy Dalton has set them up. You know one thing I like about Cincinnati offense?
Yes.
They run screen plays at the most unexpected time. Like, it's like they do it and they get 10 yards easily.
No DeMarcus Ware, no problem. Let's go Broncos.
Hey, I got Cincinnati. This is going to be interesting here. What's the record going to be already? Detroit at Green Bay. Do we see an upset here? Troy, going with you. Start with you. Oh, he's thinking about it. He's got Detroit. Both of you guys got Detroit? Oh, my gosh. They you know what? They're going to mess around and win because I'm picking Green Bay. But you know what? Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. He's going
to
show us because everybody's been bashing him. So let's see.
On the road.
That'll be fun to see. I can't wait to watch the game. I'm going to be all in to this game. But Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. This defense will get to him. Jared Cook is going to have
Matthew
a game.
Stafford is a bad man.
Clay Matthews, strip sack, fumble, recovery for a touchdown. I see it. Baltimore at Jacksonville. Who do you have?
Jacksonville, you know.
Oh, gosh. You got Jacksonville going 16-0? What you got, Mom? I think he's typing it right now. He's got Jacksonville beating Baltimore. Man, you guys are really seeing Baltimore got this easy schedule to start. This is a surprise team. I don't.
Easy schedule too.
Who is that?
Well, we had an easy game if we lose.
Oh, gosh. Baltimore defense is just really good. And they can't find. They need a running game, and Chris Ivory isn't back yet. Jacksonville is not going to win until Chris Ivory comes back. TJ Yeldon needs to be the second string running back. Okay, next. Cleveland at Miami. That is a toilet bowl game to me. I'm pretty sure we're all going to agree on this. Troy.
Cleveland!
You got Cleveland winning? So I guess we're not going to agree. Well, me and Ramon agree. I don't know about 13-0. Maybe Miami gets 28. I'm going to 28-10, okay?
Let's go, Cody.
I'm going to go 28-10 there. I think the Browns defense is that pitiful. And Devontae Parker can get you a touchdown, and maybe they'd be able to run with Kenyon Drake or Jay Ajayi and whatever his name is. And then Arian Foster might not play, but he's horrible anyway.
Just
stop it. Toilet bowl game. All right, next, Redskins and the Giants. Redskins on the verge go 0-3. What do you got?
The Giants. Yes, I'm going to
go. What? The must win?
Kurt.
You're going.
Kurt, you got to show me something, buddy, so I'm showing you some tough love.
Okay, I got a star next to the Giants. That means I have the Giants.
My man
that
dances
you like that?
Night,
you
he
like
has 37-24 Giants. I think that is very high scoring of a game. I'm going to say 25 on a weird number, like 25 in a football game to 21 Giants. 37. Skins defense is a little better than that. I know the Giants have some receivers. Eli ain't do nothing yet.
I just took an L for you, bro. Watch the Washington Redskins get this dub.
They're going to go 1-3, and then I'll be happy. The Raiders and the Titans. I think this will be a fun game to watch.
Going with the Raiders. The Black Hole, baby. Derek Carr, show me what you got. Amari Cooper, Crabtree, Latavius Murray. I'm loving that offense. Like you said, the defense is looking a bit of suspect on the passing route, but, hey, let's see what they can do.
All right, so Ramon has the Titans 34-21. I believe the Raiders wins this game. This is going to be a fun game. No, I think it could go either way. This was one of my tough games to decide. Out of all of them good games, this was my tough one because DeMarco Murray is really running the ball. But I think the Raiders win this game. They're on a roll. Why not? Now, I don't believe it's Tennessee Titans defense just yet. San Francisco at Seattle. This could be a tough game here. Seattle's at home. What you got, Troy?
Hopefully.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Hopefully, my response right now can tell you who I'm picking. Because I'm just going to sit here and say nothing. So I hope you're not following it.
But I don't know. You can want to go with Chip Kelly and the fellas.
Oh, you know damn well. I'm just here, so.
So you got Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got Seattle, too. I think it's going to be a good game. I think San Francisco's going to come out to play. Ramon's 27-24, San Fran. I already wrote it down that he got that. I think it's going to be a little lower than that. Seahawks can't score. San Francisco can't. So it's going to be about like 16-13 Seahawks win. Steven Hauschka's kick. Hauschka. Rams at Tampa Bay. That's going to be a fun game. Defensively for the Rams. I don't know about offensively. Who do you have, Troy?
Do the dance, girl, the man.
He got girl. Got the girl. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay goes 2-1. I think they're really good of a team. I think Jameis Winston could give you a little bit of mediocre game. I think Doug Martin isn't going to play, so that leaves Charles Sims, which I think has a good game. I know this is a good defense. Stop the run. But I'm going to go with Sims. Go with the Buccaneers. San Diego is at Indianapolis. Indianapolis needs to win. Do we go Indy?
Phillip Rivers going
nuts. He's got Phillip Rivers. I also have Phillip Rivers. He has Melvin Gordon. Indianapolis can't do anything. Now, this could be a shootout, Mon. I see you got 41-31. That might be too much of a shootout, but I think about 31-28 San Diego. You got 31. I don't know about that, but you do got the coach, so this will be interesting here. I can't wait until, like, Monday morning here to tally these down. The Jets are at Kansas City. This is also a tough game here.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Troy has the Jets. I'm going to write it down. You have Moan. Jets, Chiefs. You got Jets? She's going to go J-T-S, Jets. I am going Kansas City. I don't know why. I'm believing in Alex Smith, but you know I don't believe in the Jets. I don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'd rather believe in Alex Smith than Ryan Fitzpatrick for some reason.
You've been going against everything you've said this year. So
but Marcus Peters is that man. He's that deal. And especially if it's no Brandon Marshall, he's on Eric Decker. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Eric Decker has shown. He has shown some good life. I might be an Eric Decker fan. Let's see. I might have to test. Now this is a good 4-25 game. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Two 2-0 teams going at it. One of these teams got to go 3-0. Who do you have, Troy?
I got D Will because D Will went all over now.
All right, he's going Pittsburgh. He is also going Pittsburgh. We all agree on Pittsburgh. He has 34-21 Pittsburgh over the Eagles. Carson Wentz do bad, and then everybody questioned him, and then I will have to question him for another game, another top team. We all have Pittsburgh in that. They could be the best team in the league. Let's see. Going into week 4. Now it's the Sunday night game, Chicago at Dallas. This could also be a toilet bowl game, but who would want to be at Dallas right now? Who do you have, Troy?
Dallas.
He has Dallas. I am going to take Dallas. And also, Ramon, we agree on something else. He has the Cowboys 28-7. I'm going to say about 24-7. I got 7 for the Bears, 24 for the Cowboys. Cowboys go 2-1. Ezekiel Elliott, give me a couple of touchdowns. He's going to show off prime time. Let's do it. Now, speaking of, it's a good Monday night game. The Falcons and the Saints. I really thought the Saints was 1-1. But then I came to realize they're 0-2. They need this win. I'm giving my arms up first. I'm going Saints over the Falcons.
See,
see what I mean? Don't trust Drudy. Don't like Drudy drafting him into the league. Now he's got him beating ATL.
Of course, they're at home. They got to win. They can't go 1-2 at home.
Dirty Birds. Let's go Julio, man.
Oh, gosh. You guys are going with it. Oh, gosh. Well, look here. I am 2-1 on my upset pick. So tomorrow I have Houston over New England. We have one more thing to talk about when we come back. I know you guys probably watching Empire Sports Line live.
What are you talking about?
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you clips a food truck ruining your perfect record.
Yeah.
Now, you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No. If your insurance rates go through the roof, your perfect record doesn't get you anything.
Anything.
Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. Seek our insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Epic rooftop stair. Check. I'm in a fragrance ad. Living a fantasy. Running in slow motion. Searching for that perfect scent. Only to find myself right there under my...
Holy nostrils, that smells so nice. What is that?
Gain by Gain.
Gain laundry detergent. That stuff smells great.
You both have a perfect driving record.
Perfect.
No tickets, no accidents.
That is until one of you clips the food truck ruining your perfect record.
Yeah.
Now, you would think your insurance company would cut you some slack, right?
No. If your insurance rates go through the roof, your perfect record doesn't get you anything.
Anything.
Perfect.
For drivers with accident forgiveness, Liberty Mutual won't raise your rates due to your first accident. Seek our insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Now back to the show, the pros, Sports Line Live, right here.
My name is
Welcome. I have fun picking them picks. I can't wait until next week. Next week going to be fun going into week four. Especially if Houston was to win, I would feel good about that. That's the one game I want right now. I don't care about nothing else.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Now, I know you talked about me saying, oh, you bad Houston, they're going to have a bad... They're still going to have a bad record. They still will have a bad record. Trust and believe. The schedule's only going to get tougher. It's only going to get tougher. It is. It really is.
What?
But you know what? You know what? I am really excited about baseball. You know, I got to chime in a little bit on baseball. Right now, the Tigers, they're scoreless over there in Minnesota. I don't know why in the world they're scoreless. I believe JV is starting today. Let's see. Kansas City is losing to Cleveland. Don't look like Kansas City will make the playoffs, like I said. Didn't think they were going to do it. Seattle won. Robinson Cano was able to get the sack fly, so Tigers needs this win. And also, I have to give a shout-out to Lamar Jackson. I said this on a new report. This kid is amazing. I think if this team goes to the national championship, they can beat whatever team they face. I even said Bama, they can beat. I know people is saying, are you serious? Bama's defense is not going to let this kid go crazy. This kid is some type of talent, man. I didn't see. They just destroyed Florida State. Florida State ain't no bums. There ain't no way you beating them by that much. Now, they play Clemson in a couple of weeks. So, if they destroy Clemson, even though I don't believe in Clemson, Deshaun Watson is doing bad so far. But he still has a bright future. Don't get me wrong. They also got a game against Houston. And Houston's good, too. If they blow them two teams out, they're going to run the table. They deserve to be in the playoffs, of course. And hopefully they get through whoever they face. And I'm going to let you know this. You know I picked Michigan to win the national championship. I did this year on paper. But if they run into Louisville in this playoff system, if Michigan do succeed to go, Louisville's going to destroy Michigan. They don't have an answer for Now, Bama will have a chance to stop them. I think Ohio State as well, because Ohio State defense is just very good, which I might have to go Ohio State and Louisville if the seeding goes, because I really want to see Ohio State's defense versus Louisville. That's what I have to say about that. How do you feel about Michigan? How do you feel about Michigan State? Y'all know that's your school's here.
That they beat Notre Dame.
I was. I picked them to win, but I was.
Hopefully Michigan does.
They scored a lot of points on them.
Hopefully they don't get smashed by Louisville.
Kaiser didn't look comfortable.
Didn't expect that. A couple of upsets that Saturday.
Oh, it's a lot.
So college football.
Bama should have went down and had them losing. They should have.
Oh, I don't know about that. But
they should have. It was close.
College football is looking great. Michigan
State, it's a great year.
Out against Colorado, but of course they cleaned that up very quick after that horrible first quarter. Michigan State did what they had to do, taking care of Notre Dame, and
They got Wisconsin. Now that's gonna be a surprise.
That's gonna be.
They're at home though.
But like I said, college football is looking up, so
that's
I'm
gonna
really
be.
Gonna get really into it.
Oh, I can't wait. Speaking of playoffs, WNBA playoffs started right now. I am going for Candace Parker. I just love L.A. sports. I always pull for L.A. sports. I want to actually move to San Diego one day. And I do. And although I bash San Diego, and I'm bashing them because I'm getting ready for San Diego. I am getting ready for San Diego. I bash San Diego. I want to move to San Diego, and I want to bash San Diego. Chargers, San Diego Padres. That is good colors. Blue. Powder blue. This is just a great color. Yes, that's why I want to go there. And it's Cali. It's California. Who won't want to go there? Who won't want to go there? San Diego, I heard it was nice. I was really jealous when my boss went to San Diego to watch the Lions and the Chargers week one last year.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, they were kind of upset. They came back.
Waste the money.
Yeah, but they said they had fun. But I do appreciate those who did watch on Facebook Live. Also listen. Were we on 103.3 today? Well, yep, WAUV. Do shout you guys out for tuning in and enjoying the show. And I'm really loving updating you guys on everything that's going on, baseball, perhaps. And 2 weeks away, under 2 weeks away from baseball playoffs and seasons and stuff, hopefully the Tigers go. We're just praying and hoping we need some playoff atmosphere in Detroit, please. We had it from the Pistons. It's going to be a continuous thing, Troy. I know it is. Okay? It is. We're going to get into our NBA topics as well as the season goes along. But you know, it's football time, and I enjoy football season. College, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm enjoying season.
I got one shout-out, man.
What's the shout-out? What you got?
Shout-out to my next upcoming opponent.
Uh-oh.
Westside NFL.
Uh-oh. Defending champion.
Defending champ.
Uh-oh.
2-0. Team looking a little
scary. Ooh, that's the match. That's the match of the week. I will admit.
I can beat him. I got you.
This is going to be something I am looking at.
Shouts out to Lori. Thank you for the W. Shouts out to Mama. Thank everybody for
it. Yeah, he's having a good start this year. I'm actually happy for him. Usually has bad starts.
Shut up.
Ramon, how your team doing?
Changing
I don't
name,
even know.
Man.
Like, is you 1-1, 1-2, 1-1? Okay. Yeah, 1-1. I'm 1-0-1, so it's basically 1-1.
So if you think somebody's entering the league new, it's not. It's just me changing my name.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't changing my name.
Six side. Back of the
bus. Yeah, no, I like
the moves like Jagger. I don't know.
You don't know what you're gonna do. You because you got access, you may gotta pay $9.99 like Xbox because you want to change your name. But you know they taxing on Xbox now. By the way, and we are enjoying the new NBA 2K. We didn't talk about. I know it came out last week, so you know we're enjoying. At least I am. I know he's been having his little moments of 2K. But I'm enjoying it. If you do want my Xbox gamer tag, because that's where I got 2K on. It is. What is mine? Deacon of Detroit. Because I was thinking I am a Deacon. Deacon of Detroit on PlayStation is Detroit Spanking. You can't change the name on that, so I won't be changing that anytime soon until they change the update to PlayStation. But I do appreciate those. I will have a new report tomorrow. I know I wasn't on Tuesday. I did have to work early. We switched schedules, so I was able to watch the Tigers. So that's the pro in this, okay? The con was I wasn't able to report you guys. But tomorrow we're going to be discussing baseball, also the top games of the weekend. We can talk football. Whatever you want to talk about, we will discuss. And you guys enjoy your weekend. Enjoy these upsets. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, Houston over New England. I'm calling it. It's going to be 24-3, Houston. New England ain't doing nothing. It's going to be bad. That defense is going to show up at Foxborough. I'm going to tell you, if it's 24-3, I deserve a lifetime supply of Snickers. I love Snickers candy bars. I'm sorry. That's just what I want. I don't want no money from you for that, because I just love Snickers. I can sell Snickers to get money. Sportsline Live, me and Troy, Ramon. We'll see you next week.
You enjoy the show, sir. All right.